Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
First rule of Fight Club is...
Like the sands through Carpenter's Creek, so are the days of our Pensacola. And now, another episode of City Council Melodrama Theater.
Is this to have a celebration of Government Week? Is that what this is? Is this for real? Y'all gonna have a week to celebrate government? Holy smokes. That is amazing. Well, I just wanted to, to say, I think that our, the founding fathers might even, they might like that. Government Week. That's amazing. A resolution. So is this going to be like a week-long set? I know y'all can't say nothing to me. I mean, you could, but...
I don't often play Larry Downs Jr. clips, but when I do, it's worth playing. Larry is... There's a handful of, like, gadfly-type citizens who show up at these meetings and talk all the time and sometimes say things worth replaying, and Larry's had a couple of comments recently that are kind of interesting. This was a fascinating one to me. And yeah, I know when you hear that music, you think it's Milton, but I also made a version for Pensacola. I just don't get to play it very often because Pensacola has been relatively drama-free recently. Oh, last Thursday's meeting was not drama-free. It was lots of drama. We'll get to that maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. We'll see how, just takes time to get through all this stuff. Anyway, so Larry Downs is responding to an item that was sponsored by City Councilmember Charles Baer, entitled Florida City Government Week, a resolution the City Council of City of Pensacola, Florida, recognizing Florida City Government Week, October 21st through October 27th, and encouraging all citizens to support the celebration and corresponding activities and providing an effective date. Florida City Government Week, held annually in October, is a time for cities across the state to celebrate, showcase, and engage citizens in the work of municipal government. Florida City Government will be held that state. Municipal government is the government closest to the people, yet many residents are unaware of how city services impact their lives. Cities provide a higher level of service than most governments. Through Florida City Government Week, the hope is to bring awareness to city government's role in enhancing the quality of life in communities. This resolution recognizes the importance of municipal government and municipal employees in enhancing quality of life for our citizens and visitors to Pensacola. That could have all been at least half that long without the repetitions. But Larry Downs Jr., who styles himself a conservative, I would say he's a neo-anarchist or a libertarian. I would not call him a conservative, but I don't want to bicker. He wants small government to no government, okay? So for him, celebrating Government Week is hilarious. And to be honest, I think he's right. It's a little bit weird.
It's going to be like a week-long celebration, or are we going to do a little bit every day? Is there going to be a special day of it? Celebrate all the government we have? All the licensing, the permit, the begging? All all the violations of the basic principles of liberty? That's amazing.
I love the first line. Are we going to do this like in one day? Or are we going to spread it out? Is it in multiple days, multiple parades for government? I mean, it is a pretty rich source for satire, right? Oh, by the way, in case you're wondering, the reason Bob Johnson isn't on is because we both agreed that there hadn't been enough significant incidents to spend his time on the. It sometimes happens. If you don't hear him on a Monday, that's why. Anyway, so back to Larry Downs Jr., wrapping up a little bit and not swearing yet. He does. He likes to swear, especially in the county commission, because it aggravates Stephen Barry so much when he does. Anyway.
Just as somebody who's concerned, I'd recommend against this. We shouldn't be celebrating. We should be celebrating liberty. Not more government. All right. Y'all roll on with it, though.
Yeah, so it doesn't cost anything. I don't know exactly what the scope or shape of the actual celebration will be, other than to encourage people to celebrate. And if you're a conservative, you're like, celebrate government? the government's telling me to celebrate government, it does seem a little odd, you know. But Charles Baer in defense.
This week is something that League of Cities celebrates across the state. You know, there are several different levels of government. We've got municipal government, which in the state of Florida, there's everything from a village of a few hundred people up to large cities. And this is just an effort, I think, statewide to celebrate the services that we offer as cities. And there are services we offer that they don't have in the county. So I feel like it's a great opportunity, and the resolution really just kind of draws some attention to the fact that we do provide critical services to our residents, and I just appreciate your support.
So should we have celebrate city government celebrations? 437-1620, 437-1620. We'll talk about that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit knoxpest.com. Knox knocks them out. Still no accidents to let you know about. It's been a pretty clean morning this morning. I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Even Highway 90 coming into Pensacola from Pace is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you are thinking about going back to school, getting a different certification, changing careers, or getting a career in the first place, or just taking some personal enrichment courses because you want to learn about, I don't know, physics or history or literature or dance, Pensacola State is a great resource for all those things. Or if you are, a high school student, you want to get dual enrollment and go to college while you're going to high school and enter university with a couple of years of credit under your belt, which is exactly what my kids did. You can do the AA or not, just take the credit, whichever. My two oldest went to university with a year and a half under their belt, and which is great also for homeschool students because they didn't have a lot of classroom experience. And so going to school while they were in high school, it was a really, really good experience for them. And my third is there now doing the same exact thing because PSC, it's free. Dual enrollment is free for high school, even homeschool students. The books are free. The classes are free. I mean, it's a fantastic opportunity for those of you who have high school students. Huge resources for traditional or non-traditional students. Pensacola, Warrington, Milton Century, South Santa Rosa Center, Downtown Pensacola, and Santa Rosa Industrial Park East. Find out what PSC can do to help you reach your future goals at PensacolaState.edu. So back to this question, and I ask this question genuinely. Is there anything weird or wrong about a Celebrate Local Government Week? So I think what Charles Baer has in mind, not to speak for him, but I'm gonna, is I think he has in mind what he said, which is that we provide services in the city that the county does not provide. More parks, for example, a quicker response time for fire, a quicker response time for police. These are at least the arguments in favor. Better amenities, having a splash pad that you just don't have in the county, that kind of stuff, a golf course that you don't have in the county. Those are okay. Also, of course, higher taxes. And are you celebrating only the services, or are you celebrating the cost of the services? I also suspect, although I don't think I heard him say this, that he's thinking, look, we celebrate our employees. We do Employee of the Month or, various. Actually, I don't know if the city of Pensacola does Employee of the Month. I know county does. I'm just trying to remember if the city does. I'm not sure they do, all of a sudden, now that I've said it. But look, I actually agree with the celebrating the employees. I mean, we get on the politicians because they're entertaining and silly, sometimes good. But the staffs often do incredible work. They really do. And it just kind of goes by the wayside sometimes, especially when their bosses are weird. But the staff can do fantastic work. And I kind of like that. But I'm kind of with Larry. There's something weird about the government telling the people to celebrate the government. Seems a little weird as a conservative. But why wouldn't we have civic pride? And what is civic pride? Is it just pride in the culture and the people and the organizations, or can you actually have pride in the government? Well, the problem is, for conservatives, government is always a necessary evil. It's never a good thing. And one of the arguments for city government is that it does more good than the county would do. But of course, it comes at a cost. Now, you could also, depending on how you phrase the argument, you could argue that the city does better at protecting your liberty than the county does, you might say. Now, I don't know that you can make that argument accurately, but protecting your safety is what the city would make as far as an argument with PPD and PFD, right? I mean, they would say that. That's different from protecting your liberty better, but protecting your person better. So, I don't know. It's I find myself a little torn on this one. As a conservative, I absolutely see the humor in Larry Downs raising the criticism. But why wouldn't you take pride in your thing? If you do your thing, if you work at the thing, if you're a city council member, why wouldn't you take pride in it? It just, there is something a little bit odd, first blush, about declaring that the citizens should be encouraged. Something about that strikes weird. Let's see. The texts are flowing in here. Somebody says, and by the way, listen, I like Charles. I think Charles, one of the things I like about Charles is I frequently disagree with Charles. But I like that he raises questions that nobody else raises. And same thing with Larry. You know, I think Larry, God, if Larry talks once, he talks about COVID, and it's so ridiculous. But I don't mind it because every once in a while they bring up things that make you think about things you wouldn't otherwise think about. And that's what a diversity of viewpoint gives you, is people make you think. Like this question, I would have never thought to ask this question, but for Charles Bear sponsoring the item and Larry Downs raising the question, I had completely passed over it in the agenda. It didn't even strike me as anything. Let's see. Somebody here says, if city government wants to advertise all the benefits and amenities they provide, they could just simply put that out on their website. True. Somebody else says, 437-1620. Sounds like communist propaganda to me. I see that, too. Somebody says, I hate to say it, it disturbs me that I agree with Larry Downs Jr. Right! Same. But look, always evaluate people not by who they are or their backdrop or the history, always by what they say right now. Is what they're saying right now valid or invalid? Is it right or is it not right? Never be unwilling to agree with somebody you rarely agree with, and never be unwilling to disagree with somebody you almost always agree with, right? You know, somebody calls me, and I get this all the time. Andrew, I love listening to your show, but I don't agree with you very much. Cool, best compliment ever. You know, I don't agree with me sometimes. Heck, give me a week. I might disagree with me. It happens. That's okay. Think for yourself. Think. Ask questions, challenge yourself, be uncomfortable, be willing to say, you know, I'm not sure about that. That's interesting. Let's see, somebody here says, give a proclamation for somebody that did a great job. Yes, I would support that. Because you wouldn't come out and be like, here's your city government for three meals or whatever it is. You know, I don't know. I think it's something like that. Anyway, I just thought it was fascinating. And, you know, as much as I don't play Larry Downs, I thought it was a fun chance to be able to play something that he said that I thought was at least worth playing. 437-1620, 437-1620. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, a great place to get a good quality used vehicle is at Frontier Motors. You know, they have about 300 different cars and trucks and vans and SUVs on the lot. And if you see what you see, buy it and see what you want, buy it. If you see what you kind of want, but it's the wrong color or the wrong trim level or, you know, whatever, hey, tell them to go look for you. They go car buying all the time. You know, car buying all the time. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're buying at auctions all the time. They're buying from individuals. You can sell a car to them if you got a good quality used vehicle. They'll buy it from you. They'll consignment sell it for you if you'd rather do it that way. Wait a little bit, make more money. They've got all kinds of cars. And the point is that you get to see all that variety all in one place. And then you can really decide, what do you like, what don't you like? Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Experience the captivating musical journey with Celtic Thunder in their brand new show, Odyssey. Join Damian McGinty, Emmett Cahill, Neil Byrne, and Ronan Scollard as they explore a fusion of traditional and contemporary Celtic music, a mix of great new songs and beloved fan favorites. In Odyssey, Celtic Thunder continues their musical evolution.
Get your tickets now for Celtic Thunder at the Sanger Theatre on October 23rd.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Hi, I am Jennifer Brer, your councilwoman for the City of Pensacola, District 1. It has been my honor to uphold my campaign promise to listen, respond, and represent our concerns at City Hall. I am a fierce advocate for our community and being fiscally responsible with taxpayer money, and it is always taxpayer money. Please re-elect me on November 5th and let your voice continue to be heard. Paid for by re-elect Jennifer Brer, City of Pensacola, District 1.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
First rule of Fight Club is, you do not talk about Fight Club.
How long has it been since you heard that? Oh, it's good stuff.
It's been a while.
I know, right? 825 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
Still no accidents to worry about right now this morning. Been a really good morning as far as accidents go. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. We're seeing just a minor delay on Highway 90 as you start going toward Pensacola, right around Chemucla. So just pack your patience with that one. It's all good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Hey, if you need your import to get worked on, Bobby Likas Auto Service, they'll take care of you. They work on all of those cars, Porsche, Mercedes, BMW, can I say that right? Lexus, Audi, Genesis, Jaguar. We're actually just having that conversation off the air about, you know, relentless making fun of people when they make their gaffes on the air. And maybe I make less of them because of that, fewer of them because of that. But then when I make them, I make fun of me. Happens. It's live radio. Things happen. Good vehicles, you don't have to take them to the dealership, though. That's kind of the assumption sometimes, is I got to take that to the dealership to get them to work on it. Only they know those cars. No, at Bobby Likas, I work on those cars all the time. They know I'm just fine. And then you save the gas, the time, and probably the expense because it costs more. Domestics, of course. Chevy, Dodge, you know, Ford, whatever. No worries. Diesel engines, yes. Gas engines, yes. All of that. The website is carclinicservice.com, like a healthcare clinic for your car. You know, you go to the doctor every once in a while to make them. Make sure they check everything out. And your body is self-healing. Your car is not self-healing. So, you know, complex mechanical systems need checking up once in a while. That's why you do that routine preventative scheduled maintenance so that you don't have the big problem. See Bobby Likas a little more often, therefore a little less bigly. Is that the right way I want to say that? Anyway, Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. That's the old location or the new location on US 29 right across from the Walmart. And also they serve fleet. So if you serve, you got a company, you got a bunch of cars, GSA Fleet, Merchants Fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin, Enterprise Fleet Management, and many more. So if that's something that appeals to you, get a hold of Bobby Likas at carclinicservice.com. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
More U.S. troops and another anti-missile battery are headed to Israel. Pentagon officials reiterating the U.S. commitment to the defense of Israel and also wants Americans in Israel to know that they'll be there to defend them. The power's still out for many in the southeast. As of this morning, hundreds of thousands of people still out of power in Florida after Hurricanes Milton and Helene. Meanwhile, in North Carolina, crews also still working to restore power to some of the areas most devastated by Helene. And SpaceX celebrating a successful launch of the largest rocket ever built, Starship, blasted off yesterday morning in Texas. The Super Heavy booster rocket was successfully able to return to the launch tower in Texas. Did you see the video on that?
I saw the return, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
Very impressive how it can hit the exact right spot like that.
However, you said the name was what?
Starship.
We built this city.
I walked right into that. I should have known it was coming.
That's all I hear in my head when you say that name. Yeah, they should have played it at the return.
Yeah. I don't know why they did. Or didn't. Why aren't you running these things?
You know what's even better to play at the return?
You know it's been a long, long road.
Right? This is the right song to play when you come back to Earth.
I carry a heavy load. Just trying to get back to a heart.
Huh. Find your way back, right? Would have been okay, all right. I'll quit.
And you want a Marconi?
good. You don't burn often, but you burn good.
Sorry about that.
I know. It's amazing, right? You want a Merle? What? It's the best. I'm going to get you for that. All right. Were you done? Were you done? I think you should leave on that note.
That's all I've got.
That's plenty good. Oh, and you want a Marconi. Grab that sound clip for me, John. I'm going to need that for later. That's good. I love it. 829 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, my God. I'm crying. So funny. The Auburn-FSU games on Saturday. Kind of fun. I only went to the first one. I and everyone else left after the first game. It was fine. It was college baseball. It was entertaining. It was good. And then kind of like, okay, you know, I was actually going paddleboarding, so I had a date with my wife. So I should clarify. Anyway, Auburn won both games. War Eagle and a kid from Catholic played and did really well. And there was another kid from locally, I forget who. And the flyover from the T6 Texans, the turboprop trainers from NAS Whiting Field that flew over. That was really cool from Training Air Wing 5. Very good to see those coming over from the Bay. That was really good.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Israel's military is looking into how a Hezbollah drone reached an army base, killing 4 soldiers, injuring around 60 people. The Biden administration, meantime, is sending Israel a THAAD anti-missile system.
THAAD stands for Terminal High Altitude Area Defense. The U.S. is also providing troops who will operate the THAAD system in Israel and protect Israel from future ballistic missile attacks by Iran or any of Iran's proxies.
Fox's Nate Foy, a man arrested near a Trump rally in California, then released on bail Saturday, says he's a Trump supporter.
The 49-year-old man was driving an unregistered black SUV with what police say was a homemade license plate. Riverside County deputies say they found weapons as well as several passports and driver's licenses with different names inside that SUV.
Fox's Jill Nato, America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got 71 degrees, the sun shining on a beautiful Monday morning here in Pensacola. A Pensacola native convicted of killing his wife while they were living in Kansas in 2021. 26-year-old Cameron Lawson was found guilty of first-degree premeditated murder in Gere County, Kansas last week. Prosecutors say he killed his wife, Infinity Hayes, to claim life insurance money. He's due for sentencing now in December and could face anywhere from 50 years to life in prison. Both Lawson and Hayes are from Pensacola, graduated from Escambia High School. Lawson was on active duty in the Army and stationed at Fort Riley at the time of the murder. Lawson and Hayes had their first child just 3 weeks before she was killed. A second suspect in the case was also arrested as the shooter. Prosecutors said he and Lawson had worked together to set up the crime. That man took a plea deal and is currently in prison in Kansas. One man in jail, another dead after a shooting in Bay Minette over the weekend. Police say they responded to that shooting on East Benyon Street at 8 o'clock Saturday. One person had been shot and was taken to North Baldwin Hospital, where he died from his injuries. 37-year-old Dwight Petway was arrested. He's now charged with murder. Investigators say the shooting happened after the two men got into an argument during a small gathering. Also, a shooting being investigated at Chimes Way Park near North W Street here in Escambia County. That happened about 3 o'clock Sunday morning. 2 victims there taken to the hospital. Right now, no word on their conditions or possible suspects. Deputies say they found multiple shell casings at the scene. President Biden says those impacted by recent hurricanes will get the federal help that they need. He was in Florida Sunday to tour St. Petersburg, one of the hardest hit areas after the storm.
We'll not only restore power, but we'll make the region's power system stronger and more capable and reduce the frequency and duration of power outages while extreme weather events become more frequent.
And Biden announced $612 million in federal funding for 6 Department of Energy projects. Milton hit the state as a Category 3 hurricane last week. Also in St. Pete, Senator Rick Scott was there to meet with President Biden. He said he appreciates Biden and federal officials being in Florida, but called on Biden to call on Congress to come back to Washington ASAP and pass needed disaster funding. Well, a woman accused of murdering her boyfriend goes on trial today in Orange County. Sarah Boone's 42-year-old boyfriend was found dead in a zipped-up suitcase in their apartment 4 years ago. The 47-year-old suspect originally claimed that he had zipped himself inside of the suitcase while drunk and they were playing hide-and-seek. Now, though, she's arguing battered spouse syndrome. Boone is charged with second-degree murder and could get more than 20 years if convicted. Jury selection is set to begin in Orange County today. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic.
Brought to you by Great American RV Superstores, adventure seekers and road trip enthusiasts. Head to Great American RV Superstores today. Thousands of top brand motorhomes and towables ready for delivery and priced to sell. Visit greatamericanrv.com. No accidents still on the big board. Good news on that. And we're also seeing no delays. I-10, I-110 are all flowing smoothly right now, and it looks good out there. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We are going to be seeing plenty of sunshine today with a high near 86 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 67. A bit cooler on Tuesday, plenty of sunshine, high near 80 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 56. Wednesday, high near 71 degrees and a low near 53 degrees. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And it is 71 degrees and sunny right now across the area. Your money now this morning. Our markets hitting a record to start the week. Traders looking for key earnings data today. The markets, though, at the opening bell as of right now are mixed, with the Dow down 116 points at 42,747. The S&P is up 23 points at 58,38. The NASDAQ is up 129 points at 18,473. And your oil prices, if I can get my computer to cooperate with me, excuse me, sorry about that. Oil prices today down a buck at $74. Gold prices down $7 at $26.69. Crypto, Bitcoin up over 2,000 today at $64,664.10. Your next news at 9 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Bands on the Beach is presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority each Tuesday night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. You're invited to bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax and enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. Coming up this Tuesday, it's String Farm, Pensacola's bluegrass house band, playing the greatest all-time hits of bluegrass from the stage and screen. We'll see you this Tuesday for Bands on the Beach at 7 with String Farm. Just remember, no pets or class allowed.
it's Councilwoman Tenny Ade Broughton, thanking you for your overwhelming support in electing me 4 years ago. Because of you, we've been able to secure the most funding for District 5, support small business, improve and strengthen our neighborhoods, and enhance the quality of life for everyone. A vote for me will keep District 5 included in the city's prosperity. We've had strong success. Let's do it again. Re-elect me, Tenny Ade Broughton, City of Pensacola, District 5. Thank you.
Political advertisement paid for and approved by Tenny Ade Broughton, Pensacola City Council, District 5.
There are approximately 5,000 media market radio stations in the country, and only one was recognized for excellence by winning the prestigious Marconi Award from the National Association of Broadcasters at a ceremony in New York City.
News Radio 92.3,
the Media Market Station of the Year. Thanks to you. This is Pensacola's news, weather, and traffic station.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, it is Columbus Day. That's why the kids are not in school and the buses aren't running. So happy Columbus Day. That is actually the day. It's not any of these other things that they try to substitute for it. But we're not going to talk about that. That's not my question for the day. My question for the day is, this actually comes from a listener, Bruce. How do you clap your hands? He said he was watching, actually, this has been on my list for a long time. He was watching the Olympics when he had this question because of the different ways that people clap their hands. For example, fingers of one hand clapping against fingers, like finger to finger, okay? Crossways, you know, like a 90-degree finger lattice. Finger to palm, right? Finger to palm. Palm to palm crossways. Palm and hands, palm and fingers aligned like you're praying but clapping at the same time. Or something else. 437-1620, 437-1620. I will tell you that there is probably nothing in the world that people do more awkwardly than clap their hands. If you ever start, it's kind of like, you know how when a word looks right to you, and if you look at it long enough, eventually it looks wrong. The spelling looks wrong, no matter if you look at it long enough. I think clapping is a lot like that. Like, the more you watch people clap their hands, the more you think, but you're okay, right? Because there are a lot of people that, I don't think anybody looks right when they clap their hands, basically. But there are ways to do it where you look wrong, for sure. 437-1620, 437-1620. John, you had to do it.
Well,
this,
I had to.
This is the thing. You're like, how do I do that? I'm not sure.
Exactly. I was over here trying to figure it out.
What is your tactic?
Palm to palm.
Palm to palm crossways.
Cross, yes.
So like, if you kept your hands together, you could make the farty noise with your hands. You ever done that before? I can't do it anymore. As a kid, I used to be able to do that. But that's how you do it, is you full-throated, palm-to-palm is the noise, which also gets you the extra suction effect of creating an air mm-hmm. pocket inside your palms, basically. I will tell you, that is the right way to clap.
Thank you. Finally, something.
Finally, something we agree about.
Right.
Somebody says, oh, by the way, I got a couple of texts complimenting David on the quality of his burn of me with the Marconi. So well done, David. You got listener support for that one. Let's put you on for just a second. Do you have a Columbus Day preferred way to clap your hands?
No. Is that a thing?
That's our question of the day. 437-1620. How do you clap your hands? Show me. Show me clapping.
Just like a normal
clap?
No,
just show me like you're clapping at a sporting event. Okay, so you went to prom school. You went to, beauty queen school.
I'm a little dainty. You're
it's not what I would have expected from an EOD guy out of the Army.
I'll admit it, yeah.
Yeah, that's the praying hands, but mostly fingers only clap, right? So, all right, fair enough. That's it, you're done. Take his mic off.
That's all you get.
All right, somebody here says, it depends. If I'm at a sporting event, palm to palm with the palms cut so it's a louder bang. That's the full volume clap, let's call it. If I'm at a show, it's usually fingers to palm flat. So that's sort of the semi-polite, right? Fingers to palm, just, good job, good job. Like, it's laughing, that's funny, not, right? It's kind of the comparison there. Somebody says, they sent me a video. I'm supposed to watch them on the video. Okay, let me turn the sound off because I don't want you to hear this. Let me see if I can see what they're doing. One-handed clapping. This is the sound of one hand clapping. No, but they're doing it like with a finger slap, you know, like people do on their chew. You know how people who chew, they can use that finger to smack against the chew to make it compact in. I think that's what they're doing on one hand. All right, I like that. 4-3-7-16-20. Let's see. Left palm up. Fingers of right hand firmly into the left palm. Great results. Love the people are bragging about their way. Somebody else says fingers into palm. That's how you make the authentic clapping sound. Duh. You might want to play, might as well be walking on the sun because I'm still laughing at the burn you received a few moments ago. No, I'll take it. It's fine. I deserve it. That's a good one. Palm to palm, unless I'm not impressed, then fingers to fingers. So it's, if it's good, and it's, if you're being sarcastic. Oh. There's nothing worse than sarcastic clapping. You know, you're given a speech, and somebody knows that you've said something they're supposed to clap for, and you get just a little out of the audience. It would have been better if you'd have just been quiet. If you'd have just said nothing, we would have all been happier, and I would have felt less small. But you feel super small when you get polite applause, just like when you get polite laughter from your wife. Not that it ever happens to me. No, she does. I sometimes, okay, this is a whole other subject, but this is just me working my issues out in the air. So you know me, my philosophy of jokes is like Louis Pasteur's about ideas. The way to have good ideas is to have a lot of ideas. The way to have good jokes is to have a lot of jokes. So I'll make the joke and then she won't laugh. And then I'll go to that next level on the joke and she won't laugh and be like, nothing. She's like, not this time. But she did marry me for my sense of humor, among other things. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Oh, okay. Well, we do have a
vehicle. You lost track of the time?
Yes. We do have a vehicle crash with injuries that just popped up on Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway. Now, no roadblock associated with this, and I'm not seeing any delays, but I wanted you to be aware of that. I-10, I-110, looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to fix something around the house, or you need to do a home improvement or home repair or build a house, I mean, I don't know, there's all kinds of levels of things that people do when they go to Pensacola Hardware. But go to Pensacola Hardware because they will help you with it, whatever it is. If it's just a little thing, fine, they can help you with that. And, you know, if you're not a particularly skilled person, you can ask them if you're doing it the right way, and they'll tell you. They'll help. They know. Okay, they know more than you. That's one of the things, you know, a lot of times you go to the store and you're like, I know more than that person. That's not good, okay? You go to Pensacola Hardware, they'll know. They've been doing this forever. And especially if you're at the other end of the spectrum. Like if you build things for a living, oh man, that's their bread and butter. They love working with you. They love helping you build. They love shipping stuff to your job site, putting you on a monthly bill, giving you advice, helping you solve a problem, explaining the code, making sure you install it right, whatever it is, you know, so that, you know, they probably know the inspectors. I mean, all of that. Like they are really into professional construction. So if you have not been by or have not asked them what they can do for you, do it. Do it. Go by and say, you know, hey, Andrew's always raving about you. What can you do for me? And they'll tell you. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware and Business since 1851, 173 years, the oldest business in Florida, one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, helping people build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola since 1851.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Florida Senate candidate Don Gates will fight for us.
Because Florida is a free state and Florida is a low tax state. But for many people, Florida is also becoming an unaffordable state. In many markets, availability of housing has declined while housing costs have increased a lot. The price of energy at the gas pump and the electric meter, it's a hardship for many families. And property insurance, if you can get it, is doubling, even tripling, even when homeowners and business owners don't have recent claims or any claims at all. I'm running for the Florida Senate because I'm ready to tackle those tough issues for senior citizens, for small businesses, and for the folks who work every day to make our state exceptional. I'll fight for a free Florida and a low-tax Florida and an affordable Florida.
Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
News Radio 92.3.
The winner of the prestigious Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year from the National Association of Broadcasters.
Informative, local, dependable.
Who am I?
Sure enough!
Who am I?
Sure enough!
I can't hear you.
Sure enough!
Is going to keep it. Roll to his left. He's got blockers in front. He cuts it inside in for a touchdown. Did he get there? They're going to say at the one, the ball came loose. It goes into the end zone. The Argos recover. Touchdown, Argos. Woo! I think Delta knocked it loose as Stokes got into the air. Marcus lost the handle, but the Argos, Johnny on the spot. I was trying to see.
Man, there was a bunch of weird plays in this game. In that case, Marcus Stokes, who was the quarterback for UWF, ran in, fumbled at the one, fumbled it forward into the end zone, and Jake Robinette for UWF recovered in the end zone for a touchdown. Quite how you drew it up in practice, but we will take it. A couple of minutes later, this is all in the first quarter on Saturday against Delta State for homecoming.
Jay Sharp back in the game on the left shoulder of Stokes. They'll pull it. Marcus is going to run it. He's got a hole. Yeah. Stokes in for the touchdown.
10-yard keeper by Marcus Stokes, so that made it 13-0, and then Delta State later on in that same quarter.
It's a first down. It's the first down of the game for Delta State. They'll run it, and the Argos don't get him down on the ground. Up the middle, Kelvin Smith, he's going to be gone. Kelvin Smith is going to take this thing 66 yards to the house, and just like that, Delta State's right back in the game.
This is one of these total seesaw games. That made it 13-7, end of the first quarter. Early on in the second quarter, Delta State has it again.
Big third down, third and four on a Key Insurance third down. Kirk back to pass, flags fly.
Oh boy.
Is it a free play? Touchdown to Jalen Green. And I think the Argos jumped, so this is going to stand.
It did stand, and that made it 14-13. Delta State was ahead middle of the second quarter. Then with a minute and 15 to go in the half, UWF with the ball close down to the end zone.
Big third down play. Jackson Blaylock comes in motion. Two receivers. Heavy formation. Stokes keeps it. Stokes. He's going to get into the end zone. Marcus Stokes gets his touchdown. And the Argos retake the lead.
So that was 2.5 quarterback keepers for a touchdown. You can't quite count the fumble for him, but, you know, still 2.5. So that made it 20-14. And then Delta State went 3 and out. UWF ran a silly play, and they were down to 20 seconds left in the half. But after having just scored with 1:15 to go in the half, they came up with this.
But it's going to be second and short. Got to get this playoff fast. Got two plays called, I'm sure. Got to get rid of the football. He does. Oh, Jacoby Quillen off the tip. Touchdown, Argos.
Wow.
Oh,
I love that reaction.
What a finish to the half.
The defender looked like he was the only guy that had a play on it, but all he got was fingertips. And the old Oski, this time a receiver, grabs it. Jacoby Quillen, who got his first action last week, has come up big in this first half. And the Argos are up 26-14.
14 points in the course of a minute. That put them into the half at 27-14. But Delta State, came back in the third quarter. They got a touchdown, and then they were down only by six in the fourth quarter with 11 minutes to go, trailing, but at UWF.
Cole Kirk under center. No, they put him back in the gun again. I like from here, I'd go QB sneak and do it close. He's going to keep it, puts his head down, gets into the end zone. Touchdown Delta. Cole Kirk puts the helmet down, pushes the defender back, and ties this game up at 27.
And they kicked the point after. So that was 28-27 with 11 minutes to go in the game. So UWF, after the kickoff and a penalty for offsides against Delta State, gets the ball at their own 30. The very next play after just going behind middle of the fourth quarter.
Stokes brings the offense out. Two people in the backfield with him. One of them tied in on his right shoulder. They'll bring Zach Offord in motion. Back to pass. He's got time. He's throwing it deep. He's got a man. Corey Scott, if he can get to it, he does. He's going to run away from the defender. Touchdown Argos. Just like that, they're back in front.
Wow, great throw catch right there.
70 yards. Wow. Marcus Stokes to Corey Scott. And then they had another, a 26-yarder with Corey Scott, too.
Takes some shots.
Oh, a little play fake. He's trying to find somebody. He's got his man. If he can get it there, Corey Scott, touchdown Argos. That combo again, Marcus Stokes to number three. Corey Scott and the Argos are lighting it up here on a Saturday night in Pensacola. How about a chest bump with your defensive coordinator from the quarterback?
There you go. Love it. Love it.
Oh, that was great. And they did finish up the game that way, 40-28. They go to 3-2 on the year, 2-1 in the Gulf South Conference. A tough game, a fun game, and it's always good to win homecoming. You can always listen to the games on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, AM 1330 and FM 99.1, as I do, or stream it, of course, on the app or whatever. 8:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay, and we've got John Pickens of Traffic on the Fives. John?
Still dealing with that accident on Brent Lane and Old Palafox Highway. It's a vehicle crash with injuries, but I'm not seeing any backups to let you worry about. That's off to the side of the road. Other than that, I-10, I-110, looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. You know, if you're buying or selling a home, you want good advice from an expert realtor who's got a lot of experience and knows how to get the job done, which to me takes repetitions. You know, it's like anything. If you do it once, you may or may not be any good at it. You solve problems, you get your way all the way through to closing a couple hundred times, and you know what you're doing. And they sold 175 homes last year, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 130 so far this year. So they've got that kind of muscle memory from having done it a bunch and solving the problems and getting all the way through to closing. And also, that means they know what's normal. And sometimes normal changes. Just one of the things, okay, that has definitely changed in the last 6 months to a year, I think, is when it has really changed. You know, insurance prices in Florida have gone through the roof. We all know, okay? It's terrible. And that means that people maybe can't afford a home because the insurance is too much. It's a factor they, you know, previously would have always been the interest rate and your monthly payment and all that, but insurance too. But now also insurance comes with conditions. You might not qualify if the roof is too old or if the water heater is too old or if the air conditioning unit is too old or if the pipes are rusty underneath the sink. Like, it's crazy stuff. When we applied for our, we had to shift insurances because our insurance just stopped doing it. And so we had to go through this whole weird process for applying for insurance. Well, here's the thing. When you're selling your home, somebody says to you, okay, your AC is 8 years old. You got to replace that or I'm not buying the home. And you say, what? What? Well, your realtor should be able to tell you, no, that's actually normal. They're right. And so you know what to expect in the marketplace, again, from somebody who does this a lot. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 857 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? There's been so much stuff over the weekend. I still can't get over this dude who got stopped at the Trump rally. Like, it's so crazy. He's in Coachella, right? He's already he's in California. He says he's a Trump supporter, but this guy gets through one security perimeter and doesn't get through the second. Like, he claimed to be a journalist. And then in his car, they find all kinds of stuff. This is Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco.
We do know is he showed up with multiple passports with different names, an unregistered vehicle with fake license plate, and loaded firearms. He did not make it into the event. He made it to our interior perimeter that was maybe 100, 200 yards away from the actual interior perimeter. So he didn't get to the point where Secret Service would find him. We identified him, detained him, and eventually arrested him before he got to the actual event entrance.
Which is good, but how does that guy then just leave custody with a $5,000 bond and no charges related to any assassination attempt, just the Well, presumably it's California gun rules is what he violated, presumably. But also, you know, multiple passports, driver's license, fake driver's license, fake license plate. Like, what? What? I don't understand. So anyway, I assume that the extended magazine, or, you know, what they call a high-capacity magazine, I'm assuming that's in the handgun, and I'm assuming that's just like, you know, like a Glock 17 is going to have a 17-round magazine. So this is very normal. You might not be allowed to buy them in California. I don't know. Anyway, 858. Oh, you know what we haven't talked about all day, John? It's my fault. We just have not mentioned this. Impact 100. Pensacola Bay Area gave away their awards last night. So we have the list of the winners up on our Facebook page, but they gave $100,670 to 12 recipients this year. They've given $17 million away locally.
Wow.
So much. Parent Booster USA, West Florida Historic Preservation, Capstone Adaptive Learning, Pyramid Inc., Dixon School of the Arts, Friends of Pensacola State Parks, My Father's Arrows, Northwest Florida Guardian Ad Litem, Society of St. Vincent de Paul, Escambia County Healthy Start Coalition, Ministry Village at Olive, and Vision of Hope all received awards. Wonderful organization. You're